From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at WhiskeyAmbitions.com. It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting, you get to do your own personal barrel selection experience, and you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. Or do something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a 5-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. Hey everyone, welcome back. It's another Whiskey Quickie, and we're taking a look at one of our friend Jacob Call's whiskeys called Hemingway Rye Signature. So this is the first batch of Hemingway Rye Signature Edition, which is a blend of straight rye whiskeys, 90% 6-year-old Indiana straight rye, and 10% 4-year-old Kentucky straight rye, the latter crafted by master distiller Jacob Call. Both whiskeys undergo a special finishing in the master distiller Ron Call's own rum-seasoned Oloroso sherry casks. It's 102 proof and has an SRP of $80.
On the real bottle, it's pretty cool. You get like a card where you can, it's like an index card or library card where you can write like the date and who you drank it with, which is kind of cool.
You've only got a few more years left where people are going to know what a library card is.
That's true. They may not know what they are now.
Yeah, I know. I bet you some 20-year-old's getting to be like, well, what's a library? What do you mean? You have to open a book and pull the card out and write your name? Yeah.
It's already loaded on my Kindle.
Exactly. All right, here, on with the nose. Yeah, that Oloroso shines through.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you get those dark fruits. Yeah, just kind of date raisin syrup kind of dark fruits. That's kind of what I'm getting. And then the little bit of that mintiness on the rye.
The rye does kind of shine through there too.
Yep.
All right, well, on with the taste.
Okay. I mean, you get a little bit of that fruitiness up front, but then it kind of turns into like a cinnamon, honey, bacon spice, like a more typical rye profile. But definitely get those the sherry influence on the front, and then it kind of transitioned into a more traditional rye.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better. It definitely, it opens up to more traditional rye. I kind of get this like brown butter feeling when I'm drinking it, where it just kind of it just melts and fades away.
Yep.
It doesn't really like have a gobstopper effect, but it's just kind of there and just starts fading.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, it's really well. I don't like overly sherry or any secondary cask finish stuff. This is like a nice balance.
It really is. It doesn't overpower it by any means. So on the nose, how are you going to rate this?
Thumbs up. I love the nose.
All right. And the taste?
Thumbs up. Really liked it.
And the finish?
Sideways. I mean, there's some good things there, but it kind of, like you said, it just kind of stops, falls flat. Yep. So,
And even 102 proof, I'm kind of surprised. I thought it would have a little bit more, but hey, it's still pretty good.
Yep, solid. Way to go, Jacob.
Yeah, so that is our review of Hemingway Rye Signature Rye Whiskey.
But with the library card.
And with the library card. Well, cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Toodles.